Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Today we're going to be discussing the body elemental. This is a tiny little being that responds to thoughts, emotions, intentions, and it influences our well-being, our physical body. Practices such as energy healing, meditation, visualization can help us communicate and harmonize with the body elemental, which can enhance our physical health and spiritual awareness. In today's episode, we'll explore this remarkable being, and I will introduce you to your body elemental through a short meditation. So let's dive right in and get dimensional. Not very many people know about the body elemental. I've known about it since the early 90s. It's a remarkable connection to be made. This body elemental is like a little elemental being. It's 3 feet high, and it kind of represents our physical body. It's connected to our guardian angel and an aspect of ourself called the Christ itself, or that's the part of us that is that guru or the master that already knows everything that we forgot when we came to 3D. The body elemental works with the karmic board as well as yourself in every incarnation. When we pass and we go to another dimension, the body elemental detaches from our physical body and it goes and hangs out with its beingness in body elemental land. And then when we reincarnate or choose to reincarnate, we get the same body elemental every time. So it connects to our same physical being, more of our spirit, because we recreate a new physical being every time. What happens is when we decide we are going to incarnate again onto the earth plane, we have a lot of choices to make. What are we going to learn? What are our spiritual lessons going to be? We have to balance our karma. So how much good karma do I want to take on? How much other karma am I willing to take on? And based on all these decisions that we make, our physical body will be part of that process. Because if I decide that I'm going to take on a certain level of karma that I owe a debt for, then perhaps my choice is to embody in this lifetime with some sort of physical impairment. The body elemental moves into the space with the guardian angel, with the karmic board, with the soul, and discusses the plan so that the body elemental can work with the community or the builders of form to create the body that will serve the purpose of whatever our intention is when we come on to the 3D earth plane. In most cases, it starts with conception and it starts to build the physical body, and it virtually runs the entire process from the infancy stage of development. So the body elemental accompanies the soul in each carnation, and it lives in a different plane of existence. I see it as a little fairy kingdom where different elemental beings reside. Over the centuries, the body elemental comes with us in each carnation, so it can get really spoiled on occasion, depending on what we're doing in that incarnation. In some cases, it gets really powerful because in that incarnation, we're really focused and we're committed to our physical body, and the body elemental can grow stronger and stronger, and it anchors the different cells into an individual's physical body. In other cases, we abuse our body and the body elemental gets really upset because it's trying to repair us. It's creating new cells. It's helping the function of our entire internal organs. And when we abuse our bodies constantly from one lifetime to another, the body elemental can become rebellious and hostile and decide that it doesn't want to help us repair and heal our bodies anymore. We really don't know what's happening with our body elemental until we tune in and try to connect with it. It's really important to connect with the body elemental if we want to have really good health and well-being and to understand our purpose and the choices that we made when we decided to come into the 3D reality. This little being who oversees the complete healing of every aspect of our physical body is also the part of us, or it's not really a part of us, it's connected to us, but this little being is what is also responsible or can be responsible for miraculous healing, for someone deteriorating and leaving the earth plane quickly. We really need to tune into the body elemental and its intelligence if we want to have a really good functioning physical body and repair things easily. Our relationship to the body elemental is crucial. Just to clarify, the body heals itself. However, the body elemental is responsible for the movement of energy that creates the healing. It's this little being. It has its own flow, its own evolution, its own needs, and its own upgrades. And it creates a specific frequency and paradigm based on what we have chosen to do and incarnate doing. It also suffers. It has an emotional body and it can feel crappy at times, just like we do. It's really important to participate in being connected to this body elemental. So I'm going to try and help you do that today. And that way you can talk to it on a regular basis and you'll notice the difference in your physical body and the amount of healing that it brings you. They don't like to be ignored, but most of us didn't know about it, so of course we didn't connect to it. Here's a few key aspects that are associated with the body elemental. It is seen as a manifestation of our subtle energy within the physical body. This energy is connected to our aura, our chakras, and our energy meridians. It's really important to understand our energetic system. The body elemental knows it, it sees it, it fixes it, it shifts stuff. And so our connection to the body elemental really helps us identify what chakras or meridians may need work. The body elemental is sort of different than a human, but it does have a level of intelligence. And this intelligence can govern thought and psychological processes and the functions of our physical body. It is what helps us maintain balance and harmony. It's actually this bridge between our physical and energetic body. Some people refer to it as body intelligence. I'm going to give you an example of when I started really having to work with the body elemental. I had turned 50 and I decided that I should go to a doctor and have a regular checkup and just make sure everything was okay. And through the course of doing this process, blood work and different things, what showed up is that I had some issues with my liver, and my liver really needed work. I had contracted hepatitis and I needed to go on this process. We weren't sure where it came from. My best guess is that I had some dental work done in Costa Rica And when I researched more about Hep C, I found out that over 10,000 people who had gone to a dentist in Scotland contracted Hep C. And I had always been a blood donor and it never showed up before. And now all of a sudden, my enzymes in my liver were skyrocketing and I had to make some serious decisions about what I was going to do. And the process, I was told, would take 4 to 6 months. And the medication was very damaging to the body. And I didn't really want to stay on it very long. So I decided, okay, obviously my body elemental is a little bit angry. Something's been going on. I need to get it together and start working with my body elemental. I started by connecting. And when I went to the realm of the body elemental, it was faced away from me. It wouldn't even look at me. I knew it was sad. I knew it was angry. So I did something called Ho'oponopono. And I kept connecting with it and telling it, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. It took a while. However, the body elemental turned around and it looked at me. And I could see that it was in this red kind of space. It kind of had furniture. It was really funny. And I was also doing Ho'oponopono on my liver. So as I did the Ho'oponopono on my liver and my body elemental, things started to shift. And I was doing the treatment. However, I was getting really sick and unable to connect and work, so I really needed to get better quickly. I kept working with my body elemental every day. And after the fourth week, the entire environment of my body elemental, that red space, turned brilliant white with gold. And I knew something had shifted and I was better. And I had to have regular blood work to see what was happening. Basically, my blood work came out that I was healed. The specialist and the doctor were totally amazed because the process was to take 4 to 6 months and it only took me 4 to 6 weeks. I'm going to say 5 weeks, but six by the time the information for the blood work came. And so working with the body elemental can really have magical and awesome effects. I work with my body elemental on a regular basis now because I never want to be in that position again. Ho'oponopono is an awesome way to work with the body elemental as well. And if you're not familiar with Ho'oponopono, you can Google it and you will hear or you will read the 4 statements that you can use, and then you can talk to any aspect of your body. However, I would say if you do it with your body elemental, who's in charge of all the stuff that's happening in your body, that'll work better for you. I'd like to walk you through a short meditation so that you can connect with your body elemental. You can pause this recording at any time if you need to have a longer experience. And please make sure you're not driving when you do this meditation. I'd like you to start off by just getting comfortable. Sit or lie down. Make sure that you're in a time space where you're not going to be disturbed. Good. Just get really comfortable. And then just take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to be present and in the present moment. As you breathe, feel the breath going into your belly. You put your hands on your belly and just feel it moving up and down slowly. Take a moment and just bring your awareness to your body. Feel the weight of your body pressing into a surface below you. Notice if there's any areas of tension or discomfort. With each exhale, allow yourself to release the tension. I'd like you to visualize a warm, golden light surrounding your body, creating a cocoon of healing energy. Begin to feel the light penetrating every cell, every muscle, until you feel this beautiful sense of warmth and comfort. Continue to breathe deeply, feeling the beautiful golden light flood your body. I'd like you to imagine that there's a doorway and it's going to appear in front of you. You don't have to see it. You might just feel it or know it's there. This doorway is going to lead to the realm of your body elemental, the guardian spirit of your physical form. Set your intention to be curious, and then allow yourself to step through the doorway and enter into this realm. You'll find yourself in a garden-like setting. There'll be lush greenery, vibrant flowers. You may not see them, you may just smell them. You might just sense that they're there. Just know that you're in this beautiful space where fairies dance and play and elemental beings reside. You can take a moment and explore this sacred space. Just allow yourself to wander, and as you do, feel your feet and stay connected to the earth while you're playing in this mystical, etheric realm. In the distance, you'll see this figure approaching you. This is your body elemental, a wise and loving being who's here to guide you on your healing journey. As the body elemental draws near, feel a sense of trust and familiarity wash over you. Feel that sense of gratitude for this being holding the space for your physical health and well-being. That's all its job is to take care of you. With an open heart and mind, begin to communicate to your body elemental. Just send it a message. Let it know that you are in such gratitude for its tireless work and maintenance of your health and well-being. You can share any areas of concern that you may have or any need for healing or support that you would like. Just talk to it. The main thing is to connect to it. Sometimes your body elemental will give you a message. However, you may need to revisit and spend time talking to it. If you have a question, ask your body elemental now. Sometimes asking a yes and no question is the easiest way to get started unless you're familiar, of course, with communicating with guides already. Trust in the wisdom and the guidance that it offers you. Allow yourself to receive any intuitive nudges or sensations that might come through. Now ask your body elemental for assistance in promoting healing and balance throughout your body. You can ask for a specific area, or you can just ask for healing process in general. Simply invite the body elemental to work its magic in whatever way it sees fit. As you continue to connect with your body elemental, feel a sense of deepening, connection, trust. Know that you can return to this sacred place whenever you need to and have the support and guidance on your healing journey. Take the time now to express your gratitude to the body elemental for its presence and its assistance. Begin to slowly bring your awareness back to your physical body. Take a few breaths. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. Try to carry this sense of connection and healing with you as you move throughout your day. Welcome back. Here are a few tips to help you work with your body elemental for healing. Stay connected to your physical body. Feel what's going on when you're moving. A lot of people have no idea what's really happening in their body. If you have a sensation that's happening somewhere in your body, try and figure out what it is. Is it your liver? Is it your pancreas? Is it a muscle? Is it a tendon? Try and figure out what it is. Set your intention to work with your body elemental and just meet with that being so that you can create overall health and well-being and work with your body elemental. Communicate with it. It loves to participate in your life and it loves it when you pay attention to it. Provide your body with the support it needs to heal. Have a healthier lifestyle. Try and eat more nutritious foods. Get some exercise, even if it's just strolling through the forest and connecting with nature. And of course, managing stress is really important. Above all, express your gratitude and appreciation for your body elemental and its role in maintaining health and well-being. If you can cultivate a positive, loving relationship with your body and your body elemental, your healing process will be strengthened and you will feel so much better. You need to trust the healing intelligence of your body, its guidance, your body elemental. Try to surrender to any resistance or attachments that you have to the outcome of your healing process. And just know that it's happening. The more that you work with your body elemental, the faster your healing process is going to happen. As we wrap up today's episode, it's obviously very clear that our body elemental can enrich our lives by listening to its whispers and gaining insights into our physical and emotional well-being. We can unlock greater vitality and joy in our lives. Remember, your body elemental is there for you. It's patiently waiting. Tune in, and then you can tap into its wisdom. Not only of your body, but your body elemental will guide you. Thank you for joining me on Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Until next time, may you walk in balance and harmony with your body elemental.